SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu likely to address a joint session of Congress July 24th, setting the stage for what could be a wild ride at a crucial moment in the war. More from House correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Congressional leaders confirmed the date of the address late Thursday after formally inviting Netanyahu to come speak before lawmakers last week. It is the most recent show of wartime support for the longtime ally, despite mounting political divisions over Israel's military assault on Hamas in Gaza. Netanyahu's appearance before a growingly divided Congress is sure to be controversial and met with plenty of protests both inside the Capitol from lawmakers and outside by pro-Palestinian protesters. It will be put on stark display the growing election year divisions among Democrats over the Prime Minister's prosecution of the months-long war against Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson first suggested inviting the Israeli leader, saying it would be, quote, a great honor of mine to invite him. In a press release Thursday, Johnson said Netanyahu responded to the invitation in kind. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, despite his conviction by a New York jury, Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 5 points in a new survey of Georgia voters.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Secret Service says security plans for the GOP National Convention still being determined, as protesters have sharply criticized restrictions they claim will violate free speech. 30,000 visitors are expected in Milwaukee for the convention. Recreational pot sales are nearing reality in Ohio. The State Division of Cannabis Control has posted applications for dual licenses. This is SRN News. Well, the world's largest children's book publisher releasing a gay pride guide.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable joyous boom of queer literature for children." And the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books. The Giant Publisher's 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Mom's Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Republicans blocking legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argue the bill was just a political stunt by Democrats in an election year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats trying to spotlight issues they believe can help them win the presidency and keep the Senate in November. This is SRN News.
Stock slips and Treasury yields rose sharply after the government released a jobs report whose headline numbers came in hotter than expected. Overall, the report suggests markets may have to wait even longer for interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. GameStop, the struggling video game retailer at the center of the current meme stock craze, plunged 39% after reporting another loss and announcing plans to sell up to 75 million more shares. The Dow was down 87 points to finish at 38,798. The NASDAQ lost 40 to 17,133. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points to 5,346. New York oil fell 2 cents to $75.53 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at SRNNews.com.